This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up in moments, Matt Babcock, NBA draft analyst for basketballnews.com, former NBA agent. He's at the combine going on in Chicago. He's going to join us to talk about the Cavs sitting at number three in what everybody says is a pretty darn good draft. So, options galore. Matt's reflections on all that coming up in just moments.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
In the meantime, that sound means it's time for this hour's Grand Slam code word, your chance to win $1,000. Text this code word.
Paper.
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 P-A-P-E-R. To 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, that code word is.
Paper.
Do not text and drive. Message and data rates apply. Good luck during the Grand Slam. It's a national contest powered by Legacy Roofing Services. The code word, paper.
Paper. When I lived in Missoula, Montana, and sometimes you would hang out at the bars till a little bit late. Oh, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. There was a bar there called Stockman's, which is in downtown. There's a lot of Stockman's out there. But about 1:30 in the morning, there would be a guy that bars, all the bars at 1:30, with a satchel and the Missoulian, which is the paper there, and he had a pipe in his mouth, and he would just walk through the bars and go, paper, paper.
April. So you're hanging out in bars when you were trying to establish your career. All right, we see where that was going. I'll continue my theme on code words for today. On paper,
yes.
Jalen Suggs would be a fabulous Cleveland Cavalier.
I hope the draft is tomorrow. This is going to get old real quick.
Oh, no, it's not going to get old. It's going to get fun. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, NBA draft analyst from basketballnews.com, man whose family is really been a legendary name in the NBA. He's a former NBA agent. He's Matt Babcock. Good to have you back, Matt. How are you?
Hi, yeah, Matt. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing well. You know why? Because the Cavaliers didn't drop two or three spots into what could be oblivion in this draft. Instead, they moved up a couple of spots. And, Matt, I don't know if there's a more intriguing spot for our team to be in than number three. Because so many different things can happen. Your reaction to Cleveland at number three in this draft?
You know, we're in the process of updating our mock drafts right now, and we decided to go with Jalen Green, which is probably going to stir the pot a little bit. I think in NBA circles, maybe the worst-kept secret is that Cleveland's wanting to move on from Sexton. So we decided to go with Jalen Green, who's a scoring two-guard. The thought process is, regardless of the Sexton's there or not, I think Green's the next plus player on the board, and worst case scenario, you've got a three-headed monster with him, Sexton and Garland. So anyway, we went with Green.
It kind of the tone last night from Kobe Altman was that there, the thought of a trade could still be out there. Just kind of the way he was talking last night. I don't know if you're the Cavs. Is it more valuable to take the pick or trade the pick? What do you think?
You know, it just depends on what their options are. I mean, I really like this first tier group. I mean, I think there's five guys that all have all-star potential. And so I'd say realistically probably keeping the pick. But, again, you know, it's always worthwhile to kind of see what's out there for you.
You guys mentioned Jalen Green. What separates him from Jalen Suggs as far as a guy that you think, yep, this is a player you'd want to build your team around if you're the Cavaliers? Is it fit? Is it skill set? What is it, Matt?
I'd say his skill set and physical tools. I mean, he's just such a natural, bouncy athlete. Natural shot maker, playmaker. He's just a baller, and I think his upside of being like a primary scorer is really high. With Suggs, I don't think he's nearly as talented as Green, but he's got that sixth sense to him. I mean, he's just got that leadership. Kid. You want the ball in his hands when you know, big moments. And so I really like both players. I mean, it's a good problem to have if you're having to choose between the two.
Would Jalen Green be the number one guy if he would have played college ball and not gone to the G League? I know that there was talk about that a while.
Interesting.
Would there be more hype about him had he played college basketball?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, we've all been evaluating him since he was in high school. I remember being at USA Basketball a couple of years ago, and you know, there was a scout from pretty much every team in the league, and so it's not like he just came on the scene this year. And it was a screwy year from a scouting perspective anyway. I mean, I was able to get around a lot more than the teams were. But I mean, I think he's about where he should be, regardless of what route he would have taken.
Matt Babcock joining us, draft analyst for basketballnews.com, former NBA agent. Let me hit on a couple of teams ahead of the Cavaliers now. The Pistons end up with the number one pick, Matt. And, you know, going into this thing, everybody said, well, Cade Cunningham's the guy. There's no question about that. Is he the guy for the Pistons who have a young guy in Sadiq Bey who's been terrific at small forward, Jeremy Grant who comes in and scores a ton on the wing, and, Diambo is there. They seem to have plenty of wing players. Would they want to add another one? Would they want to move one of their current guys and bring in Cunningham? Or are they thinking, let's add him to the mix and see where it goes? What would you think?
You know, I mean, I think with Cade, he's an interesting prospect. You know, he's 6'8", 220, and he's like a do-it-all kind of guy. I mean, some people label him a point guard. Some have him as, a guard forward. The reality is he's a guy you want the ball in his hands, and he can essentially play with anybody. He's got so much versatility. And so I think he's – I think he's the safe pick here because you really can just plug him in with all of your young pieces and kind of let them all grow together. And I mean, with Cade, I think he can evolve in a number of different ways. And so we're going to have Cade going to Detroit number one. The only other guy I would even think about would be Evan Mobley, who I really, really like. But my bet is that Cade is the guy.
Let's talk about Houston then. Is Evan Mobley a no-brainer there? Or would they want a guy like Suggs or Green to build around, even though they have Kevin Porter Jr. and keep your fingers crossed that Kevin Porter Jr. keeps himself on the floor? I would think Mobley would be a no-brainer there to build around, but would they rather go guard?
You know, for me, it would be Evan Mobley, no-brainer. I don't know what Houston's thinking specifically, but, to me, Cade Cunningham and Evan Mobley are the top two guys in this year's draft with those next three behind them. No-brainer for me, but we'll see what they're thinking.
Do you think Kobe Altman got, like, the golden ticket last night by landing at three? And I mean, there was a lot of chatter about him maybe not being back next year, and, that kind of squashed, and now he's got this opportunity here. And how hot is the hot seat for him?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the whispers going around, I mean, I'm hearing all the same stuff. I mean, it sounds like, he's somewhat on the hot seat. I don't necessarily think it was a huge home run for them to move up. I think being in that five or six range, they're all, all these guys are pretty comparable. I mean, Green, Suggs, and Kuminga, I like all three of them. And I think it's sort of a close call, just sort of pick your poison kind of thing.
Matt, tell us about Kuminga. Is he a guy who should or could jump past the two Jalens on somebody's draft board?
It wouldn't shock me. I was with him in Orlando recently, watching him do an individual workout. I got a chance to talk to him, and in person, he's so impressive physically. I mean, his physical tools are off the hook. I mean, just very explosive and powerful, and shows promise as an outside shooter. I mean, he could score on all three levels. And I think he's got a chance of being a pretty big-time scorer. If I were to, rank the players, I would probably go Green, Suggs, Kuminga, but it's really close. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if that order was mixed up number of players.
Clear small forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's strong enough to play some small ball four long term, but I mean, if you're to pencil him in, I think he's more of a small forward.
Hey, Matt, you talked about Colin Sexton, being the worst kept secret about the Cavs wanting to get rid of him. What's his value right now out there in the league? I mean, what could they get for him, and really what makes sense for the Cavaliers?
I don't know market value, what kind of trades they'd be able to get for him. I personally still like Sexton. I think what's going to happen is they've had roller coaster years of losing a lot of games, and I think Sexton, my impression of him, he's just an ultra competitive kid. Maybe a little high maintenance, at least that's the word around town, but I like his work ethic and his focus. And I think it's just sort of, he's struggling being on a losing team just with his mentality. I personally wouldn't be afraid of trading for him if I was on other teams. I mean, that kid could just really, really score the ball.
And with that in mind, if the Cavs bring in, you mentioned Jalen Green, let's say either one of Green or Suggs, can you keep Darius Garland, one of the Jalens, Colin Sexton, and Isaac Okoro, and either make that foursome work in the backcourt and on the wing, or do you have to move somebody?
I think the trick is getting one of them to be okay coming off the bench. I mean, I think there's enough minutes for all of them. Especially this day and age. I mean, a lot of guys, aren't playing the, 38, 40 minutes a game. I mean, it seems like a lot of stars are in that, 30 to 34 minutes per game. So, I mean, I think you could make it work. Theoretically, it's just a matter of getting the guys to buy in.
Kevin Love next year. Yay or nay? Is he a Cavalier?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he's making a lot of money. I'm sure they'd like to, get that contract off the books, but, easier said than done. My bet is he'll get moved at some point, but it probably won't be easy, and I don't expect them to get much back on that.
Well, let me follow that with what I was starting to say there was, would Philly be a good spot for Kevin Love and, Ben Simmons coming back to us, coming to the Cavaliers, would that be a fit?
It just depends on what else would be in there. I mean, I can't imagine them giving up Ben Simmons, without it being a pretty sweet package. I mean, I know he's getting a lot of criticism right now. The fact of the matter, the kid's a young guy, and he's still a really good player. I mean, all-star level guy. I don't know. If I'm Philly, I would be more hesitant to trade Ben because, I think it's going to be hard to get back the value that you probably should.
Matt Babcock joining us. He's an NBA draft analyst for basketballnews.com. Among the things Matt has to do for his job, travel around. As he said, he was in Orlando talking to Kuminga. You're in Chicago now, Matt. Combine going on?
Yeah, that's right. I got here a couple of days ago for the G League Elite Camp, which is great. It was all the guys that didn't get invited to the NBA draft combine, but got a chance to show their stuff. And a few of those guys got invited to the combine now. And we started the combine yesterday, and all is good. Mostly skill work. They did a little live play. Tomorrow, the 5-on-5 starts. That's when the real action gets going.
All right. We'll have some fun with that. The minute you hear something good, thanks, we expect you to call us. We'll put you right on the air, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Matt, thanks buddy. Matt, we appreciate it very much. Matt Babcock, former NBA agent, now draft analyst with basketballnews.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.